I know. I owe you an apology. We haven't had a podcast for a few weeks, and we're really sorry about that. We hope you can accept our humble apologies. But we also have great news. We finally have our first business English course online. Email writing is the first course we are offering. It is a 5-week course designed to help intermediate and advanced English speakers improve their email writing skills. So we hope you can forgive us for missing a few weeks on the podcast. I'm Paul Preston. From Venture English, this is 3-Minute English, a podcast in English, about English, for English learners. I apologized a lot for our situation in the comments above. I really do feel bad for not making new podcast episodes, but let's look at some of the phrases I used. At first I said, "We owe you an apology." Have you heard this one before? To owe someone an apology is a casual way to apologize. It is not appropriate for a serious mistake, but it's a good way to show that you blame yourself for the mistake. So it works in business for less serious mistakes. I also said, "We're really sorry." This is also casual, but it shows you have some serious regret about the situation or what you have done. It can be used for more serious and personal mistakes because it sounds like a very personal apology. You might say this to your family or friends when you feel really bad, but it may not be appropriate for serious business mistakes. The third apology I used was, "We hope you can accept our humble apologies." This sounds very serious and can be used in business when serious mistakes are made. A humble apology is an apology made in real regret or humility. So, "I humbly apologize," or "Please accept our humble apologies," is a great way to apologize for very serious business errors, but it may be too formal for personal mistakes. I hope you never have to apologize, but if you do, try using some of these guidelines. Remember, "I owe you an apology," "I'm really sorry," or "I humbly apologize." Your English is going to sound better. Thanks for listening. From Venture English, this has been 3-Minute English. I hope you'll come look at our first course, and we'll be adding more soon. I promise the course isn't boring. In fact, it's really fun. It's probably very different from any English course you have ever taken before. So come to VentureEnglish.com and give it a try. That's VentureEnglish.com. Also, please remember to email me at VentureEnglish.com if you have any questions or comments you would like me to cover on the podcast. I'm Paul Preston. This has been 3-Minute English.